You guys had a nice fall break. You were closed just Thursday and Friday, so everybody was back at it this week. How many more weeks do we have to go in the semester? You guys have a nice Christmas break as well. I want to bring that up because I know we have big Christmas breaks here for IU and the high schoolers also, and that gives everybody plenty of time to get over and talk to you about either career path choice. You don't have to sign up today, but you can kind of get a roadmap of what you need to do from wherever you are in your life to get to that goal you want. When can they do that here coming up? Well, December starts tomorrow. I'm not that far off.
No, not at all. I mean, registration for spring has already started. It started a few months back. It's open now. Lines are open now. Classes begin January 16th. I mean, that's not that far away if you really think about it. Less than 2 months. And we've got, 3 weeks left in the semester? 3.5, maybe? 2.5? So we're almost done. I think the college is closed Christmas week. I think we're back on the 2nd. So, but classes don't start again until the 16th. But you know, us trusty staff who aren't teaching classes per se, we're still here,
working away. Absolutely,
that's right. Trying to help your Hoosiers move forward.
Well, that's what we're doing, and that's a great part to do it as well. So we have Steve Bryant from Ivy Tech joining us today, and you've been busy here over the last few weeks, and we've heard all the great things that have been going on. The big pitch contest down in Nashville, Chancellor Coyne was very proud of that. What else have you guys been doing? Give me the inside scoop here, buddy.
Well, I've been spending most of my week helping the entrepreneurship students prepare for our annual Duke It Out pitch competition, which is happening on the 5th. Of December, so one more week, and helping them do pitch prep. So they're kind of walking through their business idea, trying to figure out what's the problem they're trying to solve, who their customer is, how they're going to solve those problems, how they're going to make money, how they're going to market, and what they're going to do with the pitch money if they get it. So the Duke It Out pitch competition, December 5th, Shreve Hall, starts at 5:30 for networking, 6:30 pitches. There'll be nine or ten. I can't remember what the last number was. And then the other students who aren't pitching, who are in some of the other classes that are earlier stage, not right, credit for prime time to pitch, they're going to be having a table to host and show off what they're doing and show off if they're actually making products or what plans are. So people can come wander around. There'll be food. There'll be drinks. There'll be lots of good people. Anybody's welcome. Don't have to RSVP or nothing. Just show up at Shreve Hall on December 5th at between 5:30 and 6:30, I'd say that.
That's a Tuesday, correct? I think I have that right.
Yeah.
I have not updated my calendar. My calendar ends on Saturday, December 2nd. All right. Well, that's a great way to get your week going.
Hard to reserve. A lot of interest.
Now, having 9 or 10 people or groups, is it people, individuals, or who's
these
pitching?
These are individuals, These are individuals working on their business ideas, and I'll just kind of get it at high level. The students who are working on food-related, food products, food service, there's, handmade goods, artists, if you will. There's glass products, natural and organic foods and homegrown goods. You've got some working on, kind of personal trainer kind of businesses, gyms, kind of a slice of what kind of businesses you have here in Bloomington and in Ernesian. So it's pretty exciting to help them kind of get their legs on one, just being able to talk in front of people and explain what they're doing and how they're going to do it and doing a decent oral presentation. That's a hard skill for a lot of people to learn. Not for us. We're used to talking for a living.
We're verbose. That's correct.
But we may not have started this way.
No, my mother reminds me. I started this way. That's just how it. That's just in my my elementary school report cards will back that up. It appears so.
The hard copy
class clown gets you to AM radio. Kids dream a little bit bigger. Hey, when you have 9 or 10 of these individuals with all the, is that a big number for you, or is that an uptick? Can I tell anything from the economy by how many people get involved in this?
Yeah, well, usually that's about right on because we have 3 classes in our entrepreneurship program, and the first one is kind of, are you really ready to do this? Have you really looked at your idea? They're not really ready to put a business plan together around it or a pitch. They can kind of give you the 2-minute, hey, here's what I'm thinking. But they're not really there yet. And the final class, the capstone class, the third, is, hey, I'm ready to put it together. and get out there and start doing it. And in some ways, some of the students are already doing it. Some of them already have sales, oddly enough. So that's great. And that's kind of what you want to see is, hey, you know, they're really ready to make that commitment. And how do we help them put on that wraparound support, not just as college students trying to finish the class and the certificate, but also, you know, how to prepare you to head out there and rent space if needed, or buy equipment or whatever. And that's what the pitch is, competition's all about. You know, Duke Energy provides a sponsorship of the event. We call it Duke It Out event because of Duke Energy and longtime support. So Liz Irwin from Duke Energy's outreach team, she's going to be not only our sponsor, but also one of the judges for the event, which is exciting.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. This is like Shark Tank, correct? Where you have a panel up there. Who do you get to sit on the judging board? How intimidating are these figures? Well, Cuban quit. Maybe he can come over and help out. He's no longer on Shark Tank.
He would totally love this. Yeah, I mean, it's almost exactly the same kind of format. You know, they're up there talking about what's the problem they're trying to solve, how they're going to do it, what makes them special, you know, who their customer is, like I said, you know, how they're going to finance this thing, what do they need to make it work, and, you know, what are they asking for? What are they asking for of these judges to get some money? So because the winner actually gets $1,250 cash, which isn't too bad, towards the business or whatever they need to do to kind of move things forward. You know, that's almost the cost of the class, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
So that's a pretty darn good return, and you know, then they can kind of go up there and do it. I think our winner last year was Amber Rakoma from Mama Duke's Hawaiian Barbecue, and she now is in the kitchen chair at One World and with her Hawaiian barbecue business as a kind of like a ghost kitchen, but she's used it to kind of bootstrap the business and get out there and start doing some catering jobs. And they're actually going to be in the food for our event, so we're actually hiring them to come on and be our
full circle.
Really exciting.
Full circle. Very exciting. You're exactly right. And then Mama Duke's Barbecue getting rave reviews on the old internet. As well. So that's exciting. Steve Bryant's our guest. The Duke It Out pitch competition is next Tuesday. 5:30, we'll socialize. 6:30, we'll pitch it, and we'll have some fun. And what happens? Look, I know in life not everybody gets a trophy, but just because you don't win there, what's the next step that comes out of the pitch competition? So now you've pitched it. Do they give you feedback on what you need to fix? You go back into the lab? That's fascinating to me.
Yeah, well, it's a process. I mean, like anything, you know, anybody who has a business, even those who've been around, you know, for many years in town, would say, hey, you're never done trying to learn more and trying to figure out how to make it work, you know, for you and your people. So, you know, we go back to them and say, hey, here's what you didn't do well, maybe in the delivery, or, hey, you know, this market research, nobody really understood what that means. So we try to help them refine that, because even if you don't win the money, we still have to go forward and do the business. And that's as important as anything else. Of getting it out there and getting going. I think, you know, when we started this entrepreneurship program and talked to Mr. and Mrs. Cook about it before Mr. Cook passed away, he said, look, you know, this is great. I think it's great for people to start to learn about the business, but if they want to start today, what are you going to do to help them? Maybe they don't have 16 weeks to take a class or 8 weeks. You know, if they need help wandering the door, time is money, and speed to market's really important, and you got to get them out there doing something, and, you know, otherwise they never will. So, that's kind of how we roll here at the Cook Center. We provide that wraparound support for them with, you know, market research, helping put their financial model together, making connections for them in the community, introducing them to other industry people who might, you know, help them. If, you know, hey, if you're going to start a food truck business, might be good for you to talk to the other food truck owners here in town and find out how they roll. They'll tell you what you need to know. So we make a lot of those connections if they don't already have them, and, you know, that's kind of the secret to success. And then as they kind of get out there and doing it, they know they come back at any time and help and ask for help. We'll be there for them. You know, all free of charge. It's all good stuff.
Yeah, and that's the other part I wanted to bring up. There is an entrepreneur. Okay. Executive director for the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship and the executive director of the SBDC is Steve Bryant.
Yeah.
Enrolling in being in Ivy Tech is one thing, but if you are listening to this as a blossoming, up-and-coming entrepreneur, you don't have to take the classes to get the help. Do I have that timeline correct?
You do have that correct. Yeah, you can do one or the other. If you want to learn more about it and get the academic credit and learn along the way a little more safely, clearly we have a class in the do that. You can do it all in 1 year, which is pretty quick to get the business going while you're still finishing your degree or your certificate. And then if you just want to talk about a business or you need help for the one you got, we're here 24/7 as of today to help for free. That's why we get some funds from the federal government, Small Business Administration, the state of Indiana Economic Development Corp, to do what we do on the SBDC side, and then the Cook Center is the host, and Ivy Tech for the rest of it. And we just kind of are here to serve the community. And certainly that's not just Bloomington and Monroe County. That's, you know, we serve 10 counties in the region for the SBDC region we have, in our Ivy Tech region, I think it's 9 counties.
Well, yeah, and, so, and you even start this with the kids, right? You had middle schoolers over. You've got some middle schoolers earlier this week. You had some middle schoolers before the holiday. Get them started early.
Yeah. Anytime we can get anybody to come to campus to learn more about what it's like to consider a career and look at a college, or what does the college lifestyle look like, the earlier the better. And middle school is a great way to start that. And Tuesday, November 28th, a couple of days ago, we had about 200 middle school students from Springville Academy, Eastern Green Middle School, West Washington Middle School, came by, learned about our programs and careers, and did some hands-on activities. Learned a little bit, you know, from our academic and student support teams about, you know, what it's like to be a college student. And, you know, they learned about other things like dual credit that might be available to them when they get in high school, so they can take a few classes for free, you know, and walk out with some college credit after high school, and hopefully come to Ivy Tech. But if you don't, it's always a good thing for them to know, and the parents down the line. Learn about Indiana College Corps and dual, you know, it's like I said, dual enrollment. And how to prep for college, you know, what time management looks like, study skills, self-advocacy. Really excited. I mean, that's kind of what the strength of our student support team is, you know, really getting people on campus to understand what Ivy Tech offers. And, you know, middle school, you may not be really, really thinking about that yet, but you know what interests you as a middle school student. And, you know, if there's some cool things you see here, you see a 3D printer, or you see a robotics machine, or, you know, you know, learn more about the nursing careers or health science careers. You know, you get a chance to meet people who are professionals and get acclimated to them. And then, you know, maybe they talk to their parents about it, or others. They're, you know, as they're considering what they're going to do as they get into high school.
Yep, and you've got unbelievable opportunities there for most of these folks: career counselors, education counselors. You got it all. So if people would like more information, sure, you can always pick up the phone and dial. There's also the internet that never closes or slows down. What's the best way, buddy?
Yeah, anytime people can walk into campus in the front door and go to our enrollment center to learn more and meet with our advisors, learn about financial aid, how to register, you know, just basically ask questions, come, you know, get a tour and see what we can do. They can do that, or they can call at 812-330-6013, or go on www.ivytech.edu/Bloomington and find us.
Outstanding, buddy. Did you have a great Thanksgiving? Where'd you guys end up for the big weekend before you went up to Lafayette?
No. We went down to Evansville with my in-laws, who just moved out of their home after 63 years.
Wow.
Apartment. Yeah, very exciting. They have a garage. The first time they're lying, they're loving it right now.
Well, it's extra storage, too. Don't tell them that.
Pretty much, yeah. They were very proud of the garage. I said, oh, my gosh, I've never not had a garage.
Well down there in the South, you know, you don't need such indoor covering and things like that.
Oh, heck no. It's at least 10 degrees warmer down there. I mean, you know. Getting stuff. It was good to see the fam, and we enjoyed some marinated turkey tenderloins from the Odin Locker.
Ooh, delightful.
Highly recommend. Yeah, these were highly requested by the family. They didn't want to cook the big bird. The tenderloins on the grill cook a lot faster.
Yes, they do, and they have a distinctly different flavor as well. So that's it tastes
yes,
like
sir.
A modern Thanksgiving, not old school Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Great job. I will see you soon. Thank you again. And remind everybody, Tuesday night schedule again for the Duke It Out competition at Shreve Hall.
Yes, right. 5:30 network and 6:30 pitching.
Batting practice is at 4:20, right? We'll get loosened up for everything. Thanks, man.
Pitchers
I really
report.
What's that?
Pitchers and catchers report.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And Sonny Gray's on the Cardinals. All right, we're all paying attention to that, too. I will see you sooner than later, pal. Great job, as always. Thanks, Tina, for getting us all organized, as always. And we'll get caught up soon, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, brother.